Thank you, Ronan. Choir, greet each other. After the translation, God loves you. Do you believe that? You enjoy worship. Are you in peace in worship? Because I'm standing in front of you, then you don't know how serious you look. I'll give you a quiz. Percent versus 5%. Okay, only to the remnants. There is a number, 95% versus 5%. What do you think this number would be? Then I'll give you the Starbucks if you get it right. Which one is a 5%? Those who believe in Christ and those who are not, 95% are not really believing in Christ. Anyone else? Hi, then, done, finish. What do you think they are? 95% versus 5%. It can be anyone. Ninety-five percent knows the Bible, 5% don't know. It's almost right. It's about the brain. What's the level of the happiness? Those who are meditating, not meditating. Super close, why not? Meditation, brain. Amazing. So that's something someone else said. Hey, Lydia. Those who pray or non-prayer? We don't know about that. What's that? 95% is that? Is the unconsciousness. Then 5% is the consciousness. Oh, I see. Then you may just understand that. The reason why I'm saying this is that because it's very important about the prayer. Maybe you guys are not aware of it. Oh, I'm training my muscle. You don't know, right? Because I just started, so no one can be aware of it. But when you really start the kind of weightlifting, you may feel that continuation is very difficult. The reason is that I should lose my weight. I should do it. That's 5% is actually the consciousness. But actually unconsciousness, that is 95% of myself, is not really familiar with it. You start doing something with the consciousness, but the 95% of myself, of my unconsciousness, it started reacting. Oh, you're doing something that you haven't done that. Then don't. No, wait. Why don't you just live in a way that you used to be? That was much easier. So continuation is very difficult. 2 weeks ago, I said this. I told you that I'm giving you the message with the breathing. But that's my 5% of my consciousness. But unconsciousness part of myself is not familiar with it. So it's very difficult. To be honest, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to go to school. I don't want to go to work. Is there anyone who will think like that? The reason for that is, right after you get up, you probably will be thinking what you're going to do. What you will do is something that you have done. Because you have to go to school, but you have done that before. But through those experiences, you already have some kind of experience. So you have the memory, whatever happens in the past. Then memory is actually related to your feeling. So of course, if you get bullied at school, you don't want to go to school. Because you only remember that when you got bullied. But on the other hand, something really fun happened. Then, of course, you want to go to school. Because your memory and your feeling are connected. I don't want to go to work. Maybe how hard that is, and all the memory is really coming to yourself. And these things are actually imprinted in your body. Then you'll be thinking like that, same thing. I don't want to do, I don't want to go. Or something weird happened, and then the more you think about these things, then it will become the part of your personality. So 95% of your life is actually under the unconsciousness. Then, but you listen to the God's word. I have to do it. That's the 5% of yourself. You make a resolution, but that's 5% of your consciousness. Now, which one is stronger? It's obviously 95% is bigger. So even if you make the resolution, then you go back to your old self. That's how the brain moves. Then that's the professor of the Harvard University actually explained this. Then, how can we really change this? Then he basically saying you have to meditate. You have to have the power to control this 95% of your unconsciousness. Let's say you start meditate. You close your eyes and you breathe deeply. You'll be thinking of the God's word. What's going to happen next? What should I do? Then you kind of want to move because you're not familiar with it. Because your body is always trying to go back to something that is familiar. So that when you really meditate, what should you do? You think about the future. And then people will say that you really have to have the dream. Simply put, you have to really think, this is what I want to be, what I want to do. Because this thing really happened in the past, I really want to have a job like this, I want to be like this. You'll be thinking about yourself. After I'm done with this, and then I really want to enjoy this kind of feelings. Then you'll be really imagining that. But you will reach to the limitation even though you have the imagination. Until when? Until you really have the feeling of all this fun. Then you think about the future. This week we have the GRC. You'll be thinking of how fun would it be. How much? Because even though you're not there, you'll be really already having fun. But the top people, all these elites, are really doing this meditation. they have their own dream, and then they will be thinking about it. Then they'll be really imagining these dreams. And then they will feel very happy, as if all this thing had happened already. But this new feeling, new experience will be really imprinted in yourself. Just think about you become rich. Then if you when you really have the money and I'll do it, this and that, then you may be really enjoying that. But then continuously you'll be thinking about that. Before the money really comes to you, then that will really make you happy, make you feel happy. Then the main point of this meditation is that it's about the new self, the great myself, the successful self, oneself, the very strong self. That's how they can really change the mechanism of the brain through the meditation. However, we do understand the most supreme world. After all, even though you have all these things happen, but after all, you know that this is the content of the Genesis 3. It's all about myself, 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 myself. New myself. Great myself. The very potential. That's what Satan, that's the message that Satan really given them. But there are really people doing this, doing this meditation, then they will get success, and that's why there are lots of people following this. After all, they become one, they become the Lord of themselves. They even control over their own consciousness, and then all the control. Then these are the things that have been really taught and educated in the school. Why did I say this today? What did you really think about the first service? For 120 years, then Noah kept building the ark. Just imagine that. In the morning, after you wake up, there's one thing you gotta do. You have to build the ark. You don't even know when exactly you can complete this. You don't even know when it will rain. Then people will just make fun of you. Then it's repeated every day. Next day, do you want to wake up? Usually people will be like that. But what did Noah have? But in him, he had this covenant in himself. That's really important. So you have to make sure that this covenant is clear and accurate. We do meditate, holy meditation. What's the holy meditation? Because you're not the Lord. Then the triune God is the Lord. With that power, all the studying, working, and all the ministry can be done. If you really want to come out from all this consciousness that you had in the past, you have to have this correct covenant through the prayer. You have to keep changing your Lord. Until when? Until your unconsciousness, this unconsciousness and all the natures that we just gave you, the state of the Genesis 3, you have to really have that spiritual power. So Noah had that movement. For 120 years, he only grabbed hold onto the covenant. With his family, he really kept accumulating the power. Until when? Until the flood that was promised by God really happens. So in the second service, and I really want to share the prayer topic with you. Because right now, you're actually listening to the message with the subconsciousness. And you really have to be in the peace. Maybe some of you may be thinking, yeah, this is just the message, I have to really listen to it. That's why there's no change about myself. We really have to change the system in ourselves. The secret of that is the Genesis 1:27. Well, this part of myself, it should be recreated by God. In the consciousness and in unconsciousness, all this subconsciousness as well, that is between these two, we really have to make sure that we'll be filling all this gap with the God's Word. What kind of Word of God? That is, the Triune God is with me. And that's how you can really change your unconsciousness. In other words, the nature and imprint and all this root of your past. Through the prayer, you really have to imprint yourself that the God is really with you. And then Genesis 2:17. What kind of image should you have? Right now, I have that life of Christ. That life that is alive even now is in me. That's why my Lord is the only Christ. What kind of Christ is that? And our Lord has all the sovereignty. So right now, this time, please change of my Lord with... No, it's not about me, it's not about Satan, it's not really about the future I'm thinking. All this Lord who has the absolute plan, absolute sovereignty of my life will be really working upon me. Please clean up all these Genesis 3 problems that is still remaining in myself. All this in myself, we have the disbelief and the Satan's partisan and all the darkness and then disbelief upon me. Then this prayer may not really look great, but this is actually, after all, this is it. If you really want to ask for more, then that's actually who you were in the past. That's why Genesis 3:15, God really gave us the key of the Genesis 3:15. Every day, the Christ, that is the offspring of woman, you really have to pray in the name of Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, who is the offspring of woman, I break down all the forces of darkness working upon now. In the name of Jesus Christ, all my disbelief, all the sins, all the curses will be liberated. In the name of Jesus Christ, please imprint all this power of the God's kingdom In the name of Jesus Christ, all the armies of angels will be really sent. This is the image that you really have to imprint in yourself. Number 4. Number 5. So that will be that worship time to really have this all this imprint the most. Because we really have to put this worship as your first priority. Because the continuation is the most important part. So that's why God actually gave the system of the continuation so that the Israelites can have the continuation. That is the worship. That's the church. Those who really pray, their first priority is actually church. And then especially the worship. And in that, the pulpit message. Then what kind of power does God really have? He says all this living, the God's word is active. And it can penetrate everything. God's word can really heal our consciousness, subconsciousness, unconsciousness, everything. Not only that, based on that, then it's not impossible for us to really figure out. In the morning, I was talking to the pastor's wife. We have the JLC, right? Chinese, English translations, then Spanish. There will be lots of translations. Someone even told me. Can we do anything with the subtitles? Because don't we really have all the relics written in all this each languages? Then I told her that's what I've been telling them, but they don't listen. Then you have to wait. Then the someone said once. Your CVDIP is really already like years ahead already. Now simply put, that with the prayer you can see the future. So with the prayer you can even see the God's hope. You can do that. But that part, what do you have in that is very more important part. Why all these Adam and all these other people in the Bible really had the long life? To really imprint into Noah that the Genesis 3:15. Because the covenant can control the unconsciousness and consciousness through prayer, through covenant, and in the consciousness and unconsciousness, they can really see the future. You guys are looking at me as if you don't believe in. But there are the visions like that in the Bible. God surely, those who really grab hold onto the covenant, then the future was actually given to that remnant. That same God is actually with me right now. Because it's not about the God written in the Bible long time ago. This God is even alive now, and then He is with me. And then this God is the one who gave you the covenant of the world evangelization. And God is really want to give this power to me. But your subconsciousness is actually with in the past with the Genesis 3. In the worship, you really have to grab hold onto the covenant all the time. And you have to put that and keep it inside of yourself. What's the prayer? You really have to deliver this covenant. That's the greatest part of the prayer. Even through prayer, you can actually deliver this covenant. Even though you don't really say the covenant, through the prayer, it will be delivered. But it's possible. Why? God is the one who will do that. You say it, then that's how you deliver it. Even if you don't say it, then if the God can just give the covenant to this kid, it's good enough. All these feelings in the consciousness and unconsciousness. If I think about this kid, you'll be concerned. Then you'll be super mad if you really look at your spouse. When I look at that person, you feel so afraid. Then when I look at that person, you kind of can enjoy that, all these feelings. But before those feelings, you really have to have the prayer to really deliver this message to this person. I really pray so that the covenant of the covenant of the Christ will be really delivered to the next generation. I pray to deliver the accurate gospel. Really, only through prayer you can deliver this covenant. In this GRC, that someone who really sits next to you, all these people just right in front of you or aside you, behind you, you really have to keep delivering this covenant to these remnants. When the Pastor Liu is given the covenant, this covenant should be really delivered to the pastoral ministers, the church leaders, and the remnants. Number 7. So Noah had the ark movement. So that is, the ark is actually the Noah's absolute partisan, life movement, salvation movement, and Christ movement. He actually chose to revive, to save. The thoughts to revive, save others. Pastor Liu said, even if you're a non-believer, if your choice is to revive, to save someone, then that would be blessed. But even if you're a believer of Christ, but if you really try to kill someone, then that would be cursed. Because God's covenant is to revive, to save others. And then the angel didn't really look at the people. The servant of God really only looked at the blood. Then it got passed over. Just because that person looks so poor and then you help them, it's not like that. God will only look at the covenant and then He will do. That's why inside of you, there got to be the covenant imprinted. So that's why the prayer is very important, because you can confirm everything through the prayer. This triune God is indeed with me. But and then this God really have the sovereignty. And then He even predestined all these things. That inside of your unconsciousness, then you're not really battling what to do. Simply put, it would be the 24. The more like deeper and deeper your God's word will be imprinted, more and more you can really have the image of all this covenant, then all this subconsciousness, unconsciousness will be really changed. That it will be used to save others. Then it's very important part. It's not really you doing it. You will really have the nature and everything to be able to save others. That's the most important part. God bless you to really have this conscious subconsciousness and unconsciousness to really save others. Then what is the evangelism movement? You want to evangelize, right? You think about it. When I meet this person, I have to deliver this covenant. Then you made resolutions many times. But the body is said, don't. You're not used to it. Then what do you think that this person will be thinking of yourself? It's the same. You be really pay attention to the evangelism, but your subconsciousness or unconsciousness is not really the evangelist. To start, so starting beginning of the evangelism is also the prayer. I have to evangelize before that through the prayer. You really have to have this setting as the evangelist in your subconscious and unconsciousness. Through prayer, then you can see the picture. To whom you should really deliver this and where you can. And what kind of minister should you really have? Ministry. So Paul actually did this very well. Before he actually go to the mission trip, before he actually evangelized someone, so he was first focusing on the prayer to be really led by the Holy Spirit. To whom you should go, and then where you should go, what kind of evangelism you're gonna have. All the things were really answered through prayer. Then that's what you should do. And then same Holy Spirit is within you. Then God really, please give me the five powers so that I can really have all this continuation in the evangelism. Please give me the intellectual power so that please give me the physical power so that I can really continue to have it. So that please give me the power of the finances so that no one will be really bothered. Let me really have the answer of prayer and the human power. What is the evangelism? To look at the CVDIP first. If you don't really have the covenant in yourself, then you can't really look see the God's vision through the prayer. If you can really see the correct covenant, correct picture, if you really think about it all the time, then it will become your unconsciousness. Then you can really be the conscious about what you really have to do. I kind of used things words that it's a little bit difficult to understand. CVDIP, what is that? Five power, what is that? Who is Paul? Listen, please ask to the person next to you. The inside of you, the power of the God's throne will be established upon you. Number 9. What is the? So the mission is not necessarily going out. So you can really think of, you don't really have to distinguish yourself from like racist to racist. You shouldn't really have all this from Korea, China, and all the people are actually coming for the JRC this week. you should really have to make a choice of saving them. You really have to pray and think beforehand so that you can really take care of them. Well, about the praise, about the messages, translation. There may be lots of scenes that you may think that it's very important. It's something is lacking. So don't say that I thought so. If you keep doing it, and then we can really have the three courtyard. That's why God really showed me all these things, and then God want me to pray for this. If you can see it, you can help that. Number 10. How can we really pray for the business? And God indeed had really prepared for. It's really important for us to really see that God's absolute plan. When we talk about the finances, our unconsciousness really work. I do understand by words. And all the things that actually, even money is in the God's hands, I know. But in our unconsciousness, all these natures and then all this poverty and all these things are really. Then, but because of all these experiences, whatever you say and think is very, very poor. But with your lips, and then you say that God really prepared everything for my finances of light. So you have to change everything with the covenant. So you really have to find out that God's absolute plan. It's not really about the work. It's not really even the content of the work. It's not really about how hard you work. It's all about the God's absolute plan. God, this is what I'm going to do. What is the God's absolute plan for this? It's obviously to save others. Your business is to save others. You have to grab hold onto that covenant. In the conclusion, we have to have the three concentrations. So in the morning, daytime, and the nighttime. You have to have the settings. Within the prayer, you should really have the prayer. Not for your test. You first pray, and then you accumulate and save the power, and then you can study. You must know that you're very important church leaders and the remnants of the gospel church. So every day you really have to pray for the 3,000 disciples, 300 regional churches, and the accreditation of the seminary school and the ACA NPO. That's the covenant you have to grab hold on to. And then we really have to change the nature. It's not going to happen overnight. This professor talked about this. Everything will be decided till 35. After 35, it's very difficult. But this is the word coming from someone who doesn't know the spiritual things. So even if it's very stubborn nature, if it's about the God's covenant and the word of God, everything is possible. And jealousy is a very important thing. You shouldn't think that it's just the one of the conference. You should be in the condition of the really truly happy and the most peaceful. So you should really enjoy the presence of the God all the time. You can pray. You can receive the grace with the God's word, and you can have the deep conversation and deep meditation and the forum. Please pray for the staff. We do have some people who will join the team leader who will be the team leader, and then there'll be the performance, and everything should be done on the in the peaceful condition. Let's pray before the presider comes. So God really gave us the covenant of the absolute partisan. I really pray so that all this covenant of God will be deeply rooted. Let us really have the choice of saving others. And I really believe that this week will be used to really build the absolute barriers in ourselves. Let us pray.